K-State Nation, this is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer jumping on here real quick on this cold, rainy, yes, again, cold, rainy, overcast day here in Kansas City, Missouri on April 4th, 2025. First time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Kind of a little bit of breaking, if you want to call it that. And we're going to stay on the topic of K-State women's basketball. And we'll get to the women's tennis. I was going to come on here and record that women's tennis episode, because K-State women's tennis ended up beating BYU yesterday. They play again tomorrow. So I might have to wait on that and then do a double take on those. But, or just pile up into one episode and have that out next week. But anyway, because I'm going to be out of town next weekend at this time. We'll be at Lake of the Ozarks as finally I decided to procrastinate. That's what I like to do, procrastinate. And then wait till about a week or so and get things accomplished. So I was able to finally sign up for the Lake of the Ozarks 10K, which two goals. Obviously, the unfinished business. A campaign begins next week officially. I don't count the mile. And Lawrence, that's not the big picture, obviously. And I'll talk about it more in my other podcast. I'm not getting way off the rails already on here, but I'll be out of town next weekend. So you will not hear the postcast right away of the baseball, which they'll be playing UCF, University of Central Florida. So that will be piled up into one podcast as one giant episode as well. So, but I'm gonna have at least one episode ready for you guys throughout the weekend. So definitely make sure you tap in for sure. But yeah, I'm excited about, even though yes, it's been a long week. I'm excited. I'm really excited. I'm anxious to see what's gonna happen on the other side when we get to the end of the month. But what's on the other side of the end when we get to the fall for the women's basketball team? It's gonna be a complete reset. As far as I'm concerned, I just got done talking about well, this morning recording. Obviously, getting you caught up with what's going on with K-State women's basketball. That episode should be up already wherever you listen to your podcast on the feed, Purple Project Podcast. And now, Sayana Walker. Damn, she decided to go ahead and put your slip in. Put your slip in, and let's hit the transfer portal as well. So. And then, of course, Finley Olestad. I don't know. It doesn't matter now how you say it loud, because she's also hit the transfer portal. I don't think she even played a game all year long. This is what it is now. I've been saying this for months on this podcast, whether that's men's basketball or K-State women's basketball in this case here. The transfer portal open. Sayana Walker. And so I find it funny. Serena Sundale she talked about it on the post. It was on the presser or somewhere in there after the USC game that, you know, Sayana Walker was huge. No, yeah, she was. She was definitely that. Because, again, USC. Yeah, I mean, this team had an opportunity to be there right there. But, again, could not get key critical shots to fall down. And now you pretty much lose. So, in the words, I'm going to steal words from my guy, Alex Gold. Or who was it, Cody Tapp, one of the two, about Kansas basketball, saying you got a reset. You lost the entire starting lineup for Kansas women's basketball. And Jeff Mitty, and again, kudos to him, because I would have just focused my attention on USC, put 100% on it, just like I am with this marathon right now. But hey, that's why I'm not the head coach. Hey, I don't make those decisions like that. But Sayana Walker hit the transfer portal today, this afternoon. Saw that and it's like, ooh, she could have been the big piece to this. But now said, I'm out. Well, I think I concluded her anyway in the senior class, obviously, which will be honored, obviously, next weekend, which I didn't, wasn't going out of town. I was definitely going to come out to that. But that's not happening because the race is on the same day as the senior day. Honorable, we're going to call it the honorable or the memorabilia, you want to call it, of this class. Now you're going to have the entire team gone. But one positive thing, and I'm glad this girl's coming back. Yes, 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 yes. Right? Taryn Sides coming back, the Energizer Bunny, coming back. She put a post on X, or in this case, Twitter, like I would call it. The, oh, going old school here, folks. saying, committed to the Wildcats. Purple Heart. Hell yeah. So at least there's a small piece in there. No pun intended. But there's a little bitty piece in there saying, hey, I want to be committed. Let's rock and roll. You know she's going to be coming off that bench. Unless she gets an upgrade to the... I like having her coming off the bench as the sixth woman. They, again, she was in top contention for that. I don't think she got that this year. Or have they announced the actual awards? But anyways, this is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Andy Greer having to hop on his mic before heading back out to this rain. To hop on kind of a breaking news episode. This will come out tomorrow. So more women's basketball talk on here. We cover all things K-State sports. Right now we've been on a roll. With K-State women's basketball, I will record tennis. That's probably gonna have to wait till tomorrow, because I'm exhausted. But I'm here talking. We guys here on this podcast recording before heading right back out to this miserable weather. But anyways, yeah. So that's kind of the big story here. Zianna Walker, who started majority of these games, and I apologize. I don't have her stats up here right now. Again, we're gonna have to definitely look back at all the class for sure. Maybe it's gonna have to take a week to do so. Maybe I have to do it probably the week of the marathon. Probably I might do that. Decide to do that. Do a whole week stuff of this class individually of this class. Did I just brainstorm on here? Hell yeah! Woo! But anyway, I'm getting way too excited. I might have needed to wake up a little bit. It's been one of those days that driving this rain, all this other stuff, like, what the hell is going on? But, that might be something I might do on the week, on game week for me, personally. So, I just put that out there. So, I will confirm that in the next 2 weeks. Maybe I'll just instead of, and then it'll be... this podcast usually 2-day podcast anyway. so there you go on that, but getting a lot of text messages. So I'm going to wrap this up here real quick because I'm going to get going here with what I got to do here. But yeah, so anyways, yeah, so Zianna Walker, a huge piece to this K-State team. What is this dude doing? I don't know. I'm out here watching, like, what are you doing? I don't think he knows what he's doing. Like, half these people around Kansas City. Anyway, I'm sorry. Zianna Walker hit the transfer portal this afternoon, and Finley Oldestad decided, no, I ain't getting no playing time. I'm out. See ya. And then Taryn Sides saying, hey, I want to stay here. I want to stay here. This is my dream. I want to play for K-State. Committed to the Wildcats. Boom, baby. So I'm happy. I'm super happy. If something come out of this day, Taryn Sides staying put at K-State. You got to have somebody. And unfortunately, y'all going to get me in trouble. On his podcast, but again, Purple Project Podcast, this is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III here on this kind of breaking news edition of the podcast. We're staying on the topic of women's basketball. Yep. And of course, I got to get going here. And of course, I'm recording this just after first pitch, literally just getting a notification now of K-State baseball taking on Oklahoma State. We'll have a postcast. That's a busy weekend, like usual. If you're not tapped to this podcast, I don't know what you're doing. You might want to do that right now. Why I'm hyped up, finally. So that's it. Obviously, me and Alex, I'll have him hop on at some point next week. Hopefully, either Monday or Tuesday. Haven't decided yet on that. It's depending on his availability there as well. But yeah, more K-State breaking news on the women's basketball side. Two more hit the transfer portal. And you could also, that is the fourth Kansas State player on the women's side to hit the transfer portal. And I'm just going to go ahead and throw his name in the hat while I'm on here before I wrap this up. McCaleb Rich, a.k.a. Buddy Rich. I don't know what we got Buddy for. It don't matter, but McCaleb Rich, the original McCaleb Rich, he decided to hit the transfer portal as well. That's not a shocker. That ain't a shocker to me there as well. Time to wrap this up before I get way off track here and fall behind. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, and get it wherever podcasts found, free and available daily. I have a chance to record K-State content. We post content, including the weekends. You'll be hearing this tomorrow morning, along with the postcast of Game 1 of K-State and Oklahoma State on the basketball. On the baseball side, I got basketball in the brain right now. Audio boom. Not audio boom. I'm all screwed up here. I'm glad it's the weekend. Podbean, Greer 380s Podcast. Download the Podbean app. Greer 380s Podcast. And another thing, the last and final thing I can tell y'all, make sure you tell one K-Stater about this podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Even though I keep screwing up sometimes or get way in the weeds, thank you for your continued support of this podcast, y'all. Y'all are awesome. I tell you that right now. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And, of course, subscribe. Hit the alarm bell every time we post content, including the weekends. Daily. Y'all be first to know about it. We out of here. Go Cats.